This is the Apple This Extra.
Welcome to Apple This Extra 62. My name is Michael Hansen. It's great to be here with you, and thank you so much for tuning in and for your time. I am joined tonight by my co-host, Alex Hall. Hello, Alex. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. I want to apologize in advance for the audio. My dog is snoring very loudly in the background, and he just started 10 seconds ago.
That's all right.
That's why.
You know, dogs are a wonderful thing, and guide dogs are an even more wonderful thing, so it's okay. You know, it's the cost of ownership, I suppose.
I guess so.
Well, we are here on this episode of the Apple This Extra. We are really excited to bring a developer who introduced his app to the Apple This community a couple weeks ago. I was browsing the forum, and I looked, and I saw that this post from our guest, and he was wanting starting an app and wanting some voiceover user feedback. I welcome Saul Hussein. Saul is the developer of a new app that's going to be currently in beta, going to be coming out pretty soon, called Dystopia. It's an app for the social network Reddit, which, according to people who know Reddit much better than I do, there is a kind of a gap in good, accessible Reddit apps. So, Saul, thank you so much for taking some time out of your evening tonight to come and join us on the Apple This Extra. And more importantly, thank you for your interest in the blind community. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me.
It is an honor. So I am going to admit that I am a Reddit novice, and I suspect a lot of our listeners are going to know Reddit, and you know, they're going to be listening to this, they're going to know Reddit, but some people are just, you know, interested in the human interest aspect of this sort of thing, and I'm kind of one of them. So for the rest of us, give me a brief overview of what exactly is Reddit? I mean, there's so many social networks out there, you know?
Yeah, so Reddit, I guess, is in the sort of unsocial or like antisocial social network.
Okay.
In like, you don't really have real names there. It's just a bunch of people. You don't really focus on individuals. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you can submit stuff, but then like links and stories and like text posts or whatever. But the real quality or like stuff that I keep coming back to for is in the comments section. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't know, there are like hundreds of thousands of comments on like every hour. And it's incredible. And
it sounds like the topics, discussion topics are pretty wide ranging. I mean, I've seen there's like a Reddit specifically for all things related to blindness, for example, and Apple and, you know, iOS betas. I remember, you know, looking at iOS 12 beta over the summer. Should I really put it on my beta device? And there were Reddit topics about just, you know, I mean, or Reddit and, you know, other places, obviously, as well, topics about all kinds of things related to tech. So it sounds like the available topics are pretty wide ranging.
Yeah, like even from not even just tech things, like some of they call them subreddits. They're like sub forums or whatever. But mm-hmm. some of the ones that I'm subscribed to are like journaling for like, you know, paper journals and writing and that sort of thing. And even like to the really heavy tech stuff, like quadcopter and drone building and that sort of thing, it's everywhere and there's so much on there.
Wow. All right. So we kind of have a basic overview of Reddit. And Alex, do you have any experience with Reddit from the screen reader perspective?
Well, I didn't really use Reddit at all up until Dystopia actually came out. It was my intro to the world of Reddit. An app called Bacon Reader is kind of the next best thing on iOS. But it has enough problems and it's annoying enough that I never really got into it that much. Dystopia really introduced me to Reddit. And from there, I actually started using it some at work, believe it or not. And not illicitly, you know, not when I shouldn't be. But I legitimately did have some PHP questions for an app I had to start coding the other day. And guess what? There's a PHP subreddit. So I asked my questions on there and got some really wonderful answers. But because I was at work and had to paste some code in, I had to go to the website. And using the website it's okay. You know, it's doable. It's not impossible, but they don't have a lot of heading navigation. They don't have a whole lot of screen reader specific stuff. There are keyboard shortcuts that I have yet to really delve into, so those might make it easier. I don't really know. But so far, Dystopia is far and away the best experience I've had with Reddit, even, you know, from iOS to Windows. Dystopia beats them all. If you've ever used Twitterific. It feels kind of like that in that everything's in the rotor, everything's compact, simply laid out, and it just makes what could otherwise be a really complicated interface really easy to use.
That's a high bar to set. Twitterific.
I know.
That's a high bar, and that's a very relatable bar for a lot of us. So that gives me the non-Redditor, the human interest story person, it gives me a good idea of the type of quality that we're talking about. So Saul, back to you. So Reddit sounds like a really cool, cool thing. So how did you learn about blind and visually impaired people? Did you learn about the technology first, or have you met someone who's blind? Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's sort of a combination of the two. So I started work on the app, actually for one of Apple's developer conference things, because they do this thing every year called the Worldwide Over Conference.
Yes.
And yeah, they do a scholarship program where you can submit something that you think is really cool. And then if they think it's cool as cool as you think it is, then you can be awarded a ticket to attend as a student, which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so I was sort of thinking of things I wanted to do. And, I was just messing around with, because I've have experienced voiceover before, just mm-hmm. as like a tool for, okay, story time on this one. It's going back and back further and further. But, I've used voiceover before just when I'm sitting in bed and just don't want to move much mm-hmm. and don't want to, hold my phone up above my face for hours on end as I don't want to get out of bed, that sort of deal. Mm-hmm. And so as I got more and more engaged with Reddit, that was something I was interested in, but never ended up getting into. And so when I had the opportunity to develop something to show Apple on that one, I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to start something new.
Wow. So when did you start work on? So we're recording this for listeners who might be listening to this after the fact. We're recording this in late November 2018. So when did you start working on the app, Saul?
Around March of 2015.
Okay.
Off and on.
Okay. Has the Reddit platform evolved much? Because I know that there are certain other social networks that kind of have some restrictions placed on developers. How is the platform?
Well, I don't like the way that they're going now, but when I started it originally, Reddit actually hadn't made their own first party app since then. They mm-hmm. bought out my favorite app from before and ended up closing it down like a month after I started work on my own app. And mm-hmm. so that's when I sort of decided I'd go all in on mine and wow. never move over.
Mm-hmm.
But slightly worrying the way that they're going because they might not let developers do this in the future. But I don't really see that as happening soon, but I don't know.
Well, I hope
it's unfortunate because we've seen where that goes with what happens with certain other platforms. We've seen where that goes. So that's hopefully they won't do that.
So Sal, I'm curious. I'm as I said, I do coding and IT stuff for my day job. So the technology side of this is really my main interest, apart from just, using the app itself. How long have you been into coding and building things for Apple? And do you do any other platforms or languages? Or, is this just kind of a hobby of yours? Is it a huge interest? And what's your technology background?
So technology pretty much has been my entire background for, since fifth grade and that sort of deal. Other than like programming for iOS and that stuff, I do some Android programming. I think last summer or so, I made an iMessage program that lets you send and receive iMessages from your Android phone.
What? That's cool.
Yeah, that was when I was still using an Android phone, but I sort of gave up on that project as I moved back to focus more on my app again. Mm. I also do a lot of sort of IT server stuff. That's actually my official job. I'm the one-man IT department at one company. So that's been a lot of good experience.
How long have you been coding for Apple specifically?
It was actually where I got into first, but it's where I learned to program. I originally started, programming on the platform by just dragging and dropping images into an app and just having it display images in the app. And that's all it did. You opened it. Hey, here's a bunch of pictures of sock puppets. And that was about it. But it sort of moved from there and I started making more useful apps. Like my proudest achievement, I don't know if you guys remember Google Buzz, but
oh, yeah.
That was my fifth grade achievement. I made little app for Google Buzz. It just displayed the website of Google Buzz, and that was it. And so I made a big post on it, and everyone else didn't really get it, but I was really proud.
Hey, that is awesome. In fifth grade, that is so cool.
But that's sort of that we're almost bearing the lead here. Saul, tell us, how old are you now?
Oh, I'm 17. So I don't know how old fifth grade is, but
yes, 10, I mean, for us, 11, usually it's around 11 or 12. Are you even out of high school yet? Do you have it a few more months still to go?
Nope. I'm definitely still entrenched in the whole high school business. Where right now I'm on Thanksgiving break, so I actually have time to do stuff, mm-hmm. but I'm like absolutely swamped in the whole, just in addition, on top of all of my schoolwork, I'm doing college applications. Like every free moment is either doing homework or writing essays for college stuff. The wild ride.
Yeah.
What college do you want to go to?
Like super, super reach is MIT, obviously. Mm-hmm. But my other top choice is Berkeley, because they're just really cool for like computer science stuff. But yeah, I'm definitely going for computer science.
I was going to say, I kind of figured that was what your major was going to be, but I thought I was about to ask what your major was going to be. Computer science. Do you foresee, what's your dream job?
So my dream job, like this is actually one of the questions I had on one of my applications that I just filled out recently. But to put it in like one sentence, my dream job is to work at a company where they provide snacks. That's it. That's where I've peaked. So okay. I want to do programming, and I want it to be official enough of a company and big enough that they can provide snacks, you know?
You want something that's going to, they're going to care to the whole person. I get it.
Yeah.
You want, like, I read about these workplaces that, you know, that really go above and beyond to really make sure that their employees are not just productive, but happily productive. So yeah, I get that. You want to work somewhere good. I get it. So you start writing the app, and did you start to integrate voiceover support, right away? Or when did you, because from everything that I have heard, the voiceover support in Dystopia is quite comprehensive.
It is.
Yep. So did you start to integrate? When did you start to really focus in on the accessibility aspect and really starting to build that world-class experience?
Yeah, I started like from the beginning with voiceover. I didn't really know about all of the incredible voiceover features like the rotor mm-hmm. until I really started focusing on making it perfect. From the mm-hmm. beginning, you could navigate the whole thing and it was a bit clunky and all of that. And you had to like do some fancy gestures to get the menu open and all of that. But I think like a year and a half ago, I started doing more reading on that and actually looking at the developer's guide for voiceover and to find out all of the special things and gestures and how to integrate those. And that was actually something that's been super helpful from the community, is that people are pointing out all these fancy gestures that I didn't even know were things that I could implement. And so that mm-hmm. I'm thankful for.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how did you learn? What was the most helpful? Is it Apple's developer guides? Where did you really learn the polishing touches on voiceover? What was the most helpful resource that helped you from the development aspect learn how to integrate good voiceover support into your app?
Well, it's not really great advice for other people, but I actually had the chance to talk to an Apple accessibility engineer at WWDC, and they
said, you went to WWDC.
I've been three times. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, we need to talk about that in just a minute. Okay. So anyway, so you got to talk to an Apple accessibility engineer at WWDC. Okay.
And they gave me like a critique. They ran through my app and were like, oh, you can use the rotor and you can implement all these things. They even pointed out things with like Smart Invert and all of these awesome things I didn't even know about mm-hmm. and how I can implement them. And that was super, super helpful. They also pointed me to they have this PDF on the accessibility human interface guidelines. Mm-hmm. And that I probably should have looked at first. And I didn't even know it was a thing, but it was very helpful after I started implementing more serious controls.
This is the type of thing that you always want to know when you're trying to help a developer. You sometimes you write to a developer and they tell them about voiceover, but you always wonder, how do you tell them where to go? And so that PDF on the accessibility human interface guideline, that's good. So I want to backtrack just a little bit. And you mentioned that you've been to WWDC three times. What's it like?
It is so much fun, especially as a scholar, because they Apple treats you a little bit better. They give you so okay with the scholarship thing. They let you stay in provided dorms, and so we've been at San Jose State University, and mm-hmm. so it's just like a wild madhouse there with a bunch of nerdy developers and all that. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Like my roommate, we still talk, and we've made apps together. And we've stayed up like till 3 a.m. some nights and then groggily walked around the conference. It was a lot of fun there. In terms of the other, like their actual conference, the like you can sit and watch the talks and all of that, but you can also do that online. The most valuable thing for me there was to talk to all the engineers. I think I talked to about 8 out of the 15 ones, even though I didn't have like great questions.
Yeah.
But I still talked to everyone. Most one I think I had was with the, cause they have the like security and, internal, like not internal, just the kernel and all those fancy things in mm-hmm. one booth. And so I went and asked them about this thing that I was trying to do. It turns out that I actually found a pretty fun, bug on one of the betas with Safari. And so I got a nice little, report out of that one.
Hey,
like I got cool. to submit a vulnerability report, and that was fun. Never That's got to cool. do that before.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
What were the keynotes like? You know, the watching them unveil the latest and greatest while, you know, while the rest of us are sitting at home, you know, watching the live stream. What was it like being there?
That's was another perk of the scholarship program is that they sort of crowd you in early as everyone else is trying to scramble for that. Their seats were already like in the fourth and fifth and sixth rows, and we're all there just watching. That was a lot of fun. When people talk about the energy of the crowd, it was, I think they put us up front because we cheer the loudest.
Makes sense.
But yeah, it's lot of fun.
Yeah, I can just imagine.
Yeah.
So, Sal, you've been to 3 WWDCs. You work on, sounds like, iOS apps a lot. Is there any interest on your part in branching into other platforms? Like, do you want to do Apple stuff forever? Do you want to get as much experience as you can? Kind of what's your immediate goal as far as development goes?
I'm sort of all over the place right now because I'm building lots of server side stuff too for both my work stuff and personal projects, mm-hmm. like with like really bad Python web apps and all of that. but I've been everywhere, I guess, because I've even written some little programs to run on integrated webcams. Because so more detail, it's not probably necessary, but you can get these really adorable $35 security cameras off of Amazon or whatever, and then you can write C code for them and just run arbitrary programs on your security cameras. And so it's been a fun challenge to figure out how to write all of the stuff that I need with very little built-in functions and on like, I think it has a max of 256 kilobytes of RAM.
Ooh, so wow.
Not something that I'm used to, but definitely doable if you're strong-willed and dedicated, which I'm not, which is why I abandoned that a little while ago. But it was a lot of fun while it lasted.
Oh, and you're patient enough to write C. Good for you.
I actually learned C. To build Dystopia, because I needed to make a for the converting the stuff that Reddit gives to you into something that can be viewed on like in a label with all the fancy formatting. That was the first C thing that I ever wrote because I needed it to be really, really fast. And it's probably one of the most terrifyingly buggy things I've made, but it does work and doesn't crash. So
not yet anyway.
Not yet, but
I've written some stuff like that. You just, yeah, it works fine. Then one day it doesn't. Oops.
I fear that day.
Wow. So do you have like a favorite language platform? Kind of, if you think, all right, I want to make this thing, I want to work it out, I'd like to deploy it and give it to people. What is the first thing you think of going to?
First thing I go to for anything, it's not like an iPhone app or whatever, it's going to be Python.
Yeah,
because like running, I have this joke between my friends that my entire life runs on Python. So my air conditioner is controlled by Python. My lights are controlled by Python. The thermostat of my air conditioner is also controlled by Python.
That is cool.
But yeah, so anything that I need is made in Python. And even like I've done some labs in school for like chemistry. Mm-hmm. And so rather than do all the hard work and spreadsheets and all that, I've made Python scripts to deal with it.
Like, that's awesome.
But Python pretty much does rule my existence.
It's a good choice. I love that language.
I don't program, so I'm just sitting here just listening to you two, and it's all good. All right, so kind of getting back to the dystopia itself. So right now, what is the development process? Are you still in beta? Are you, you know, looking at a release in the near future? Are you still keeping it in beta? Or what's the current status right now?
So I have one last beta to roll out. I've added quite a lot before the between the second and third beta. I've added all sorts of moderation things and features for advanced users to like shorten the voiceover descriptions and use acronyms where possible, just to make it that little bit faster for people who really know Reddit and understand the, I guess, terminology. So after that third beta and getting feedback and making sure that everything isn't on fire, I was going to go for the App Store release. And I'm thinking that's going to go, if all goes well on the third beta, that's going to be in around 3 weeks, hopefully.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So maybe by the end of the year.
Yeah, no, definitely.
What's the pricing going to be like?
It's going to be totally free. I don't really like doing ads either. So we're just going to let that one go.
I don't think that you're going to find anybody that's going to say, oh, please include some ads. You know, it would make the experience better.
I'm one of those people who have been running an ad blocker since the existence of ad blockers. So I can't really go and say, hey, I'm going to throw ads in my app. It's going to not hurt the experience at all because I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you though, as someone who basically was introduced to Reddit through Dystopia, if someone like me who's gotten a lot of value out of the app and out of the experience wanted to give back, do you plan to add sort of a tipping option like some apps do, or some way, like a tip jar,
like in Twitterific?
Yeah, like or like a purchase, some sort.
You know, I mean, we want to, there are going to be people who are, you know, certainly a lot of us, you know, anybody who downloads it and gets use out of it is going to appreciate having something great and free. But, you know, there's some of us that are going to want to give to support the work, you know, as we can.
Yeah.
Is there going to be any option for that, like a tipping type thing?
I don't currently have plans for it, but like I might implement it. I just never considered that people might actually want to do that. I've had people ask me on the Reddit feedback to do something like that, but I never really seriously considered it because this has just been a hobby project that got really large. And I just want to keep working on it for that reason and not because it's an income source or whatever.
Yeah, and that's great. And believe me, that's great. We know that, you know, with so many apps and so many developers, and you hear all these stories about, you know, making apps being not very cost effective, certainly, and especially if you're building an app for the accessibility market, the cost effectiveness of it. You know, so there are certainly going to be, I think anyway, you know, people that want to say, hey, thank you for your work. We want to support that.
So speaking of different users then, Michael and I are both, of course, visually impaired and exclusively voiceover users. Is your plan to aim Dystopia at everyone, or has it become sort of a focus on voiceover and low vision users only?
My goal is to aim it at everyone, but I totally understand that my main feature or value in it is its voiceover support, especially in the face of apps like Apollo and other major ones.
Right.
But I am continuing to work on improving it in general because this is my sole app anyways that I use for accessing Reddit. I really don't even use the website anymore just because it's not convenient. I don't really have time to just sit down at the computer and use it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm adding a bunch of features that aren't really used by most users, like the moderation stuff for, I don't know, subreddit moderators so they can keep everything under control.
Yeah.
And so I'm adding that because I need it in my experience with Reddit. And so, yeah, sorry.
No, and that's good. I mean, the best app, if, you know, the more features that you can add, the better. And certainly if it's going to be beneficial to you, it's your app. I mean, hey, if it's something that you're able to make personal, you know, use out of, great, and that it's accessible is even better. But, you know, certainly that's wonderful. Well, Saul, thank you so much. It has been awesome to talk to you and hear your story and hear all about Dystopia these last few minutes. You know, first of all, I want to, again, thank you so much for taking an interest in blind and low vision users. So many app developers either are unaware of accessibility. They just don't know that blind people can, in fact, use a touchscreen. And other developers, they know about it, but it seems like a something that isn't cost effective for them to implement. So many people just don't prioritize accessibility. So when someone does, that's really huge, and you have our gratitude.
Definitely.
How can people get in contact with you if they have questions or feedback? Do you have a website, or will your app have a website or a Twitter account or anything like that?
Well, I'm currently on the AppleViz forums under the username of Dystopia for Reddit. It might be a bit difficult for people who aren't really familiar with Reddit, but I also have a subreddit on there of r/dystopiaforreddit, where you can, create a post and ask questions or contact the moderators there, which is just me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I might end up moving on to Twitter to make some more easy ways to contact me, but...
Is your username the number 4 or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
Sorry. Okay, perfect.
Well, before we kind of wrap things up here, Saul, is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners, or anything, any other thing that you would like to share or to comment on?
It's been so great to get to know everyone, especially on the AppleViz forums, and everyone that's giving such awesome feedback on my app. I really do appreciate it, even though sometimes I might take a few weeks to get back to you and respond to your bug reports. I am still reading them all, and I really do appreciate all the help you've given me in improving my app and making it so much smoother, and I do appreciate all the patience you've had with that.
Again, you know, thank you for making blind and low vision users a priority. You'll go far.
And I also just wanted to jump in and thank you, Saul, for making your app. Like I said, it's the first time I've really gotten into Reddit, but even in the last, 4 weeks I've been using it, it's been a huge helpful resource for me. I've gotten help with installing pfSense and some PHP coding, and gotten a lot of laughs out of different subreddits. There's a ton on there, and I just want to encourage people, if you want to try it, don't be scared off. Well, it's a subreddit. What's a U? What's a Flare? Don't worry about it. There's only a few terms you need to know. The Dystopia app makes it simple, and there is so much help and so much value in what Reddit is. I would just encourage you, if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure, go ahead and give it a try. It's really not as bad as it might sound, and I think you'll get a lot of use out of it, just as I have.
And really, even like when I started using Reddit, I was very, very confused and got a lot of angry responses into things that I've said on there. And so it's completely normal if you've not used it for people to be mad at you for not knowing. Okay, mad at you, but some chiding over your mistakes. There's a learning curve, but after that, it's excellent. Yeah,
it really is.
Well, thank you again so much, Saul, for coming to join us here for an interview on the AppleViz Extra. Thank you, Alex, as well, for coming to co-host with me here on the AppleViz Extra. My name is Michael Hansen. It has been great presenting this episode to you. Thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can come to the AppleViz website, www.applevis.com, and reply to the podcast or comment on the Dystopia forum topic and the iOS app entry when it is certainly out and available to the public. Until next time, everyone, this is AppleViz Extra number 62. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the AppleViz Extra. To learn more about us, visit our website at www.applevis.com. Follow us on Twitter @AppleViz and like us on Facebook.